and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Apollinaris. He was a disciple of Saint Peter and came over to Italy with Saint Peter from Antioch. And Saint Peter made him the first bishop of Ravenna, which is a city a few hundred miles north, directly north of Rome. And Saint Apollinaris suffered very much under the reign of Nero, some historians say under Vespasian. In any case, they all record that he was very often beaten for having preached the faith, including it seems to be a practice back then, because we read it in the martyrology of they beating the mouths of preachers with stones because they were preaching the word of God. So that was one of the things that he had to suffer. He was then exiled into Greece for a while and then finally came back to Ravenna, and after being bishop there for 26 years, died a martyr. But it seemed like for all of those years, he was just constantly being beaten and tortured. And so we can easily imagine that these words of St. Peter's letter that we read in the epistle for today's Mass, they certainly arrived at St. Apollinaris to encourage him in all of his sufferings, where St. Peter says, "Cast all your care upon him, for he hath care of you." Right? Cast all your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. Right? And this is, of course, words that can be applied to any Christian's life, because I'm sure we all have difficulties and cares and anxieties to deal with. But we should take St. Peter's advice, okay, just to cast them upon the Lord. And I mean, especially those of which we have no control over, right? There is no need to fall into excessive worry and anxiety with all of these many things that we have absolutely no control over, right? But those things we need to cast upon our Lord. Just come before him in the Blessed Sacrament, come before the tabernacle, or Eucharistic adoration, and cast all our cares upon the Lord and allow him to take care of everything. And as St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, all things work for the good for those who love God. All right, so let's be simple and focus on loving God with all of our strength, and then everything else will work out for the good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.